Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Estelle Poirier, Coach MJ Tolan, and Alvaro Peralta. I want to ask the question, when you realize you can't trust somebody, then what? Coach, go first.
We've all had situations in our life, in our businesses, personal relationships, vendors, when we're purchasing a car or a home, wherever we have to put our trust at risk. And we felt something from the other person. There was a tell, either something that their body language shouted out to us or something that they said in a whimpering kind of tone, something that alarmed us. And when that happens, what do? All of us have had times where we've been hurt by it. We've suffered by it. We paid for it dearly. And now we are more experienced. So what do? I'm wearing a big green shirt. So I take a big green eraser and do what I can to mark them out of my life. But unfortunately, sometimes you can't do it like you would want to with a tank and run over them. Sometimes you have to do it diplomatically, gently and slowly. But for sure, caveat emptor, buyer beware, get out of there.
First, you have to define trust. In this particular case, the way it's being used is as a verb, a doing. We are trusting someone. How do you trust somebody? And or what do you do when that trust has been broken? And in which case, it becomes a noun. There's a difference between a feeling and an emotion. A feeling is more towards a sense of touch. I prefer to think of it as an emotion. If we look at trust as an emotion, it's the ownership of the emotion lays with the person that is experiencing it. And so the first thing I would do if I were in a situation where my trust has been challenged, my sense of trust, my emotion of trust has been challenged, the first thing I would do is self-discovery. What is it about me that does not trust this particular set of circumstances, which includes a human being? It includes, but it's not solely that human being. So it could be something to do with me. It may have nothing to do with the other person. What are my thumbprints on this? And where is that emotion coming up from? So I'd peel back the onion and get to the core of it if I could. The second thing I would do when it's time for communications, whether it's with self or others. So sometimes we need to trust ourselves. We need to learn to trust ourselves. The first thing I would do is speak to the topic and not to the person. Take the personality out of the conversation and speak to the topic. What's going on here? You know, at work, this process doesn't work for me. So why don't we speak about how we extend a request and how we accept a request? That would be the topic.
Can we pause just there 1 second before you go into another point? Because I want to talk about that just a minute, because I feel like it's super esoteric. Because I think for me, yes, if I don't trust someone, is some of that my responsibility? Definitely. But also, once that trust has been broken, I get to choose if I want that person in my space or not. Well, I kind of figure out. And I just last week, I wrote an email to someone that said, I'm not comfortable with us. We're not moving forward until we can kind of solve this. And I'm not sure I want to solve it. There's not enough upside for me to go back and deal with what has transpired that made me not trust.
Exactly. And that leads to my last point, which is transparency. So what you're trying to achieve is transparency on that particular topic so that you can move forward. So I call this transparency with boundaries. So those are three things that I kind of came to mind when you put the topic forward.
Estelle, I'd love to hear what you think on the subject.
Well, I very much enjoy the question. And to be honest, I've been thinking about it. And I guess I did a little bit of a reflection on my life in the past when I would discover that somebody or people, let's say one person would not be very trustworthy. And I would realize that. And I would, oh my goodness, I would kind of acknowledge, okay, this person is not trustworthy, cannot trust them. My problem would be that I would have a highly emotional reaction. I would get extremely upset and I would keep it inside of me. And I would probably not talk to this person anymore because I was too emotional and I could not deal with it. Or I would get very emotional and completely lose my, you know. And now, nowadays, the accompanying person inside of me, the work that I do as part of my business, first of all, if I realize that somebody is not trustworthy, step number one, that's going to piss me off.
Mm.
And that's going to be my right to be pissed. I don't have to explain it to anybody. And that's the way I'm reacting. And step number two, that's why punching bags exist. And I'm going to allow myself to express that frustration. I will do that by myself, and I will do that for myself. No one needs to be there, because I'm feeling upset about it and I'm going to express it. So when I express it, I feel liberated. And when I feel liberated, I'm emptying my emotional trash bag. When I empty my emotional trash bag, I am most likely to be a lot more at peace with myself, because I gave myself love and respect. I did not like this to come to the conclusion that this person, I cannot trust that person.
Hmm.
So maybe another step number three, because I did not like this realization. Now that I'm feeling less emotional, it's a lot easier to go meet that person. And the French inside of me would simply say, you know, in a very honest way, face to face as much as possible, that I would like some explanations, would like to talk about it a little bit without going in too many details, explaining my point and receiving their point of view as well.
So you think that confronting the person, or at least maybe confront is a harsh word, but at least saying, hey, I feel lied to.
Absolutely. And the fact that I respected myself enough to express that anger that I had inside of me, now it's easier to just speaking with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And would I cut that person away from me eventually? Maybe. Maybe not.
Mm.
Because I'm not them. They're not me. I don't really know all the facts, which would lead me to, would I give a second chance? I would have to think about it.
Yeah, fair. MJ, having heard all of that, what are your thoughts now?
Well, I'm really blessed to have heard these different perspectives. Thank you, Alvaro, and thank you, Estelle. It made me reflect on something maybe even deeper to the core, and that is what you talk about, Alvaro, about an emotion. Sometimes we, you know, there's this thing in psychology, Dr. Robin, which you attest to, called projection. Hmm. And sometimes if we feel like somebody's not being given a full disclosure, let's just use those words. If someone's not doing a full disclosure, we might see it as manipulative, pre-planned deception, mm-hmm. and a lie, because we were offended 3 years ago by X, Y, and Joe. And mm-hmm. so we're not letting that happen again. So we have these wounds, which we're going to erupt into an emotional reaction. So I like the idea Avaro said about, what are we actually talking about? The noun or the verb? What are we going to do? Are we going to separate the behavior or the person? And upon reflection of this, it's a good idea to step back, assess what has actually happened. How does that make us feel? How will that change our behavior, or could it affect our behavior in the future? And is this person worthy and worthwhile to salvage from this disrespect that we feel that we have received?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious that this is a really deep and entrenched human condition, this whole thing of trust, and when that trust is broken, because that is our 10 minutes and I have to cut us off there. So thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I appreciate it. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.